Good evening and welcome to worship. Let's begin with a word of prayer. Holy and gracious God, come to us in this time. Quiet our hearts and our minds. Let our ears be open to your word. Let our feet be guided on your path. May we hear and trust the word the Holy Spirit gives to us. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Be at peace as you listen for the Holy One. When the righteous cry for help, the Lord hears and delivers them out of all their troubles. The Lord is near to the brokenhearted and saves the crushed in spirit. Allow God to direct you to a word or phrase from the second reading of the text. When the righteous cry for help, the Lord hears and delivers them out of all their troubles. The Lord is near to the brokenhearted and saves the crushed in spirit. During this silence, you are invited to come forward to light a candle to signify a prayer, intention, or other understanding between you and God. You may also come to the prayer bench to receive prayer and anointing for you or another. For those of you wishing to give a tithing or an offering, you are welcome to do so as you come forward to light a candle, take communion, or exit the worship center. When the righteous cry for help, the Lord hears and delivers them out of all their troubles. The Lord is near to the brokenhearted and saves the crushed in spirit. Psalm 34, verses 17 and 18. When the righteous cry for help, the Lord hears and delivers them out of all their troubles. The Lord is near to the brokenhearted and saves the crushed in spirit. You might be asking yourself why I chose this scripture this evening, but one of the things that's been weighing heavily on me is my spiritual journey. There are significant mountains and valleys that we all go through in our lives, and Jesus never said it was going to be easy, and God never promised us a pain-free world. This scripture is a constant reminder that God is with me no matter how deep the valleys I encounter along my journey to continue to build upon my relationship with God. So I want to talk to you about my deepest valley tonight, but I need to set that up with, I'll say, one of my highest mountaintop moments. That highest mountaintop moment came on January 28, 1996. After several years of marriage and trying to have a child, and several miscarriages, we were told by doctors, after many doctor visits, and by many others, that we could not have kids ourselves. And then on January 28, 1996, God gave us a miracle of our daughter, Jessie. We were elated, we thank God, and it's always easy to overlook the good things that God puts in your life, but this was one we could not look past, and we had to look to God for this blessing that he bestowed upon us. Well, that sets the stage for the lowest valley, the deepest valley that me and my wife ever went through. Beginning on October 13th, 2014, as many of you know, our daughter Jessie was diagnosed with a brain tumor. And on September 26, 2017, God called our angel Jessie home. Now, you might be asking yourself, this is a 3-year valley that we were in, struggling with this from the time she was diagnosed till the day that God called her home. And today we still have broken hearts and feel that pain every day. So how do you get through this valley? It's not easy. I look to scripture, Psalms 34, again I'll read it. When the righteous cry for help, the Lord hears and delivers them out of all troubles. The Lord is near to the brokenhearted and saves the crushed in spirit. So throughout this time, I have to admit that I got mad at God, I questioned God, and at times even questioned my faith, saying, why do I believe in a God that would do such a horrible thing to us? But it was the scriptures, like Psalm 34, that brought me back to God every time, knowing that he was there, knowing that there had to be a purpose, and there had to be a way for me to get out of this deepest valley of my life. It was knowing that God was there for me by reading this scripture and other scriptures that kept me from staying in this valley forever. So no matter what you face, no matter how deep the valley, know that God is there to pull you out and put you on a mountaintop in the not-too-distant future. And knowing that every time I slip into this valley, no matter how shallow or how deep, my Savior Jesus Christ is my rock. And he was there for me to lean on throughout this entire 3 years and take some of that pain away. Along with that, my perspective of why this happened to us changed when I was asked a question by a very wise and caring pastor who you all know as Pastor Dave. He asked me a few days prior to our daughter passing if I knew that Jessie was going to only live for 21 years prior to her being born, would I still have said yes to God, I want this child? Without hesitation, I answered yes. It was God who blessed us with Jessie and allowed me to be a father for 21 years. And when I think about that, that perspective of never being a father is what I've never thought about when Jessie passed. God allowed us to do something that nobody on earth could help us do or accomplish. So at that time, my whole perspective changed about how do I look at things when things happen to me? Do I look at God and say, God, why are you continue to take things away from me? Or do I look at the perspective of, God, you have given me so many blessings, thank you so much. My perspective and outlook on life since I answered that question, and it shocked Pastor Dave that I answered it so quickly and I didn't even hesitate to think. So God put that thought in my mind, that the security in my heart to say it that quickly. So from that day on, I'm always looking at the blessings God has given me and how can I share the blessings that he have bestowed upon me with others and help others. And so that's the one thing that makes my spiritual journey easy to get through, is scripture, is church, is community, is Pastor Dave, is my Bible groups that I started with Emil. He was one of my instructors very early on when I felt the nudge to become more involved in the church. And today my study group that I facilitate, the small study group of 22 people. And also, one of the things that was very near and dear to my heart, Becky's heart, as well as Jesse's heart, was a poem that I'd like to share with you. It's called Footprints in the Sand. One night I dreamed a dream. As I was walking along the beach with my Lord, across the dark sky flashed scenes from my life. From each scene I noticed two sets of footprints in the sand, one belonging to me and one to my Lord. After the last scene of my life flashed before me, I looked back at the footprints in the sand. I noticed that at many times along the path of my life, especially at the very lowest and saddest times, there was only one set of footprints. This really troubled me, so I asked the Lord about it. Lord, you said once I decided to follow you, you'd walk with me all the way. But I noticed that during the saddest and most troublesome times of my life, there was only one set of footprints. I don't understand why, when I needed you the most, you would leave me. He whispered, my precious child, I love you and will never leave you. Never ever during your trials and testings, when you saw only one set of footprints, it was then that I carried you. So my takeaway from this passage and the other things that I've shared with you are never alone, especially during the most trying times. God is always with you.